Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we answer the questions you have regarding the upbringing of your children. And the answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified family. Well, today in our studio, we have with us Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member at Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Professor, we have been discussing about the emotional development in teenagers. We talked about anger management tips. We talked about how to manage fear. And now we want to talk about how to manage an emotion when a child is sad, especially if he's a teen. And teenagers are mostly when they have physical changes in their body, when they have mental changes, when they have emotional changes, they tend to be, you know, they prefer to sit alone or take a room or take a corner in a room. They don't want to talk much. They have those feelings. But when they are kind of upset, how to deal with this emotion?
Yes. So we were saying that it's important to understand where is that feeling of sadness coming from. If are we anxious? We expect something good and it's not coming. Or we fear something is bad is coming towards us. So as I mentioned previously, that we need to focus on the make our children focus on the fact that everything which comes to us may not be within our control, and therefore we are responsible in our behavior to the extent that we have exercised control of our behavior. We can manage our feelings, we can manage our thoughts, we can manage our actions, but we need to remember that everything which is happening in this world is based on a beautiful design created by Allah Almighty.
Yeah.
And everything is happening in it according to
a design,
yes. So in that design, some things are only within our control. So we should be content.
So the things that are in our control, we can work upon only them. And the things that are not in our control, we cannot do anything.
Yes, we need to make that understanding come home to our children.
Yeah.
And we need to, of course, be able to demonstrate to them, as always, as a good role model for this also, that we don't also become frustrated or anxious or sad because of things which are not within our control. So, yes, we will always find people saying to each other, look, whatever has happened is Allah's will. Yes, it's not that what we do, we're not able to control is Allah's will. Even what we're doing is Allah's will. So everything is according to His will, according to it's the manifestation of His power, it's the manifestation of His knowledge, whether it is within our control, whether it is not. So remembering Allah Almighty, Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub, remembering Him in all situations, whether
who writes peace to hearts.
Yes, whether it's in our favor, whether the situation is in our favor, whether it is not in our favor, whether we are facing difficulties, whether we're not facing difficulties, rather we we're enjoying ourselves, we are pleased with what's happening, even then we should remember Allah. So
we should not be actually remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just when we are faced with some of the calamities or difficulties. And Professor, I would like to discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Naqvi, who is helping us to help our children who are going through a sad period of their life, who are upset or who have confronted this emotion of sadness, how to manage this emotion, how you can, parents can train them, guide them through some of the tips. Here, Professor Salman Naqvi is helping us. Professor, before going to break, you said that remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best thing that provides peace to the hearts. So do we have some more tips?
Yes, so remembering Allah Almighty is not just thinking about Him, it's also benefiting from the
commandments,
benefiting from His what He's ordered us to do.
All right.
And the potential, the capabilities, the competencies and skills which He has provided with us, provided to us and our children internally and inherently. In our very nature.
Yeah.
So we as human beings have been endowed with so great deal of skills and capabilities that we can overcome any difficult situation. For example, we need to focus on, as I said, on things which are important. We need to remember what we are supposed to achieve in our lives. We should have a goal in our lives. And we need to persevere and strive towards that goal, and we need to keep ourselves healthy.
Yeah.
We need to maintain our health, our mental health, our physical health. We should have make ourselves and our children sleep well.
Yeah.
Sleep on time. Get up in the morning early. Have a morning routine, which is very important creating and developing and ourselves and our children, and making us and our children more productive.
Yeah.
And eating properly, eating and having good exercise, especially in the morning, concentration, meditation. Even when we get up for our early morning prayers, that is also very important. That has a great deal of benefits for us.
Right.
And we need to be able to practice this self-care and self-development and taking care of our own bodies and our minds and our feelings and our thoughts. So this has to be inculcated in our children. Before going to sleep, our children should be made to meditate.
Right.
Then we should ask them to think about the things which have
contemplate over themselves,
contemplate and meditate over the things which have happened, which have over the day, remembering what's happened to us, what's good, what's bad, what's affected us, what's affected others,
analyzing,
evaluating, carrying out this. And when you get up in the morning, we need to make a schedule for the daily activities, prioritizing our daily activities. So everything should be in a positive way.
So you're trying to say that if there is not an organized life, that also leads to sadness. So if something is upsetting our children, it could be an unorganized life. And you are saying that have a look over this schedule of theirs and make their life an organized one. Professor, we will be discussing more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Be like a friendly physician who applies medicine where it is useful."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Salman Naqvi and we are discussing the tips to overcome fear in the teenagers. Yes, Professor, you were helping us with some very beautiful tips.
Yes, as I was saying, we need to inculcate in our children how they are able to manage their issues, their problems, their personal lives. That is important.
Yeah,
manage their time.
You said one of the ways to self-care is to be organized, to have an organized life.
Yes, it has to be organized, especially the daily schedule, daily routine should start early in the morning. And then we should plan the day and make our children make a plan for their day and prioritize those things which are supposed to be done. And then we need to make them schedule their lives, as we've been saying, around the prayers as a Muslim. Everything should be, you know, managed around the prayer times.
Yeah.
Getting up early in the morning should be with the morning prayers.
Right.
Taking a break in the middle of the day should be around the noon prayers. And in the evening, before going off going back home or from work or school or whatever, the evening prayers. These should be the guiding lights for us. These five times prayers should, you know, we should manage our activities around them. So we need to confront our fears and our anxieties and our whatever feelings which we have with a positive attitude. We should be grateful to Allah Almighty for the bounties He's given to us. We should thank Him even for the problems we are facing, for giving us, providing us a situation where we can develop our patience and our resolve to be able to manage those issues and to be able to overcome those issues and make ourselves more steadfast in His path. I mean, whenever we are trying to achieve a goal for the sake of Allah, then all the problems which are coming are because of that struggle. So our children should realize that they have goals in life. They have they need to set out the goals and the priorities and the strategies and the techniques to achieve those goals. So whatever will come in their way will be in the path of Allah Almighty, and they need to manage around that.
Right.
So they should, as I said, even when we're taking care of themselves with good exercise, with good sleep, good food, healthy food, they have recreation, they have all these things they are managing for themselves, is basically for the sake of Allah.
Yeah.
So
can we substitute the negative thoughts with the positive ones?
Yes, they need to take away those negative feelings and come up with those positive. I mean, there's a bright side to everything which is negative.
Right, indeed.
For
Inna ma'al usri yusra.
Exactly. Yeah. And anything which, for example, we say that we are facing a calamity, there will be a reward for us.
Yes,
there
will along be with a
we shall be developing, we shall be moving towards Allah. And we should also try to remove ourselves from those activities which are not productive, especially giving so much time to social media.
Yeah.
Of course, the social media again is a learning platform.
Tool, yeah.
There's no doubt about that. But again, within that media, within
sometimes
that platform,
it creates insecurity.
There's a lot of things. There are a lot of things which are robbing you of your time, of your precious time.
Indeed.
So we should remember the
without
fact
without the fact that you get actually you realize.
Exactly. So the negative stimuli are there. So we need to confront those also, make our children understand there's negativities in the social media. You can benefit from it, but you need to, you know, control the negative aspects.
Right. Thank you so much, Professor, for that valuable information. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have any curious questions, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. In case you want to listen to our programs again, please go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. There's a tab, Call of Islam, and then you will find an archive of our programs over there. And you can also find us on the social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. Until another session, take good care of yourself. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.